I was flicking through social media a couple of days ago and I came across a launch of a new Twitter handle connected to Nathan Snow, the former bookie and well-known punter, and it's about this resurrection of second and third hand racehorses to give them another chance. But there's a couple of twists to it, including identifying horses that have at some stage run some good peak performances, and the effort is to buy them cheaply and try and resurrect them to somewhere near that status. And Nathan's been kind enough to join us. So g'day, Nathan, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. So much talk at this time of year about the gamble of yearling sales and paying big money and the risks and all that sort of stuff and risky rewards. But what you're embarking on is sort of coming at it from the other end of the spectrum. Just tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
Yeah, well, we think we've sort of found an angle here trying to identify horses that have been racing previously for other trainers that, you know, the owners and connections have sort of had enough of and haven't quite lived up to their expectations. And we try to find the right ones at the right prices that we think can be improved by a change of scenery and give them a new lease on life.
And you've got a few examples of how this, you've basically launched a new operation, a new website and so on of recent days, but you've been doing this kind of thing for a little while now and you've got a nice little strike rate.
Yeah, it just sort of started as a hobby and sort of grew from that. And with each horse that became successful, we sort of bought another horse and kept reinvesting. And I think we've bought 8 of them over the last couple of years and 7 of them have made money. So, yeah, it's been quite a good little venture. And more importantly than the financial aspect of it, it's been the fun aspect. You know, there's been sort of 20 of us in each horse and a good mix of industry professionals and complete recreational punters. And we've all had a ball. Like, I've been in the game for sort of 15, 20 years now, and you can get a bit stale doing the form day in, day out, but there's nothing quite like the thrill of ownership and kicking your horse home and being a part of the preparation from buying the horse to pre-training and training and getting all the updates and all that sort of thing. You know, you become part of it again. It's a good feeling.
And doing the form day in, day out, this is what's the interesting point of difference with this too, is there's a smallish group of very hardcore ratings experts, and you know they've got a lot of data and all that sort of stuff on horses and go back a fair way. And you're basically trying to identify horses who may seem to be washed up, but at some point in their career they've run to a level that you use as some sort of a magnet to try and get hold of these horses to see if through your, there's a couple of trainers you're using, try and resurrect them to a previous performance and a previous rating.
Yeah, well, that's the key to it. We're sort of identifying the horses that we believe can hit that level again or even possibly be improved by a change of scenery. And like you mentioned, we've got two trainers that we're, you know, just stoked to have, Will Clark and Claire Cunningham, who've both proven themselves with tried horses and their ability to improve them. And it's a real sort of different art form getting a tried horse as opposed to a yearling. You know, these trainers have to put a lot more work into them and sort of re-educate them sometimes, get them happy and healthy again and get their minds right. And yeah, it's a real special skill that these trainers have and we just couldn't be happy to be sending horses to them.
Are they easy to find or difficult? I mean, I'm thinking it might be relatively easy because a lot of the previous connections might feel that they are done and dusted with that horse, but sometimes it's hard to identify these horses and then buy them.
It's more needle in the haystack stuff. For every 100 or 200 horses, I look at it at an online auction or a sale or whatever, I'm interested in maybe one or two, and then you have to investigate further to make sure they're sound. And you know, you are buying tried horses, so you're not going to find horses that are perfectly sound and happy and healthy. You're just looking to see if there are issues that can be managed, and you know, nothing major structurally wrong and all that sort of thing. And you know, a bit of research goes into each horse, so it's not just, you know, finding that horse, saying I want that horse. You know, you've got to sort of dig a bit deeper than that.
So the process is basically, you mentioned Gavel House on the phone. Are there 3 or 4 usual access points for these sort of horses? Where are these sort of horses advertised?
Yeah, sort of. Inglis have an online auction every month. Gavel House have auctions. You know, Magic Millions have tried horse sales every few months. Inglis have them live. There's various options. And then, of course, you see a horse you might like to buy and you try and make a few phone calls and see if you can get one that way as well. There's all different ways.
What's the price range generally that you've experienced so far?
Look, we've bought them from, you know, Triple Hero. We bought for $2,100, and I think the most we've spent is about $40,000 on a horse, and we've just gone slightly higher for these two that we're launching the business with.
All right, tell us about those two.
Well, we've got first horse to sale is Parsifal. He's trained by, he was trained by Mike Moroney in Melbourne, and my partner John Kelton identified him as a perfect prospect to take to Adelaide and Will Clark, and he's got form around Ring-a-Ding-Ding and some good horses, and we think he'll fit right into Adelaide and possibly could come back to Melbourne for some midweek and even Saturday races if we improve him.
And is he with Will Clarkin now?
Yeah, he's just actually, he's had 6 weeks in the paddock and he's just went back into the stables yesterday, I believe.
And the interesting thing about a state that seems to be going backwards is that there are still opportunities, and the basic prize money in South Australia hasn't really changed. And I think maybe there's an opportunity for stables, initiatives such as yours to be to maybe take advantage of that sort of situation.
Yeah, I think the doom and gloom was a bit overstated. You know, people with agendas like to overstate things sometimes, but I don't think there's anything majorly wrong with South Australian racing. It'll kick again, and, you know, it hasn't really dropped off in prize money. I think there's still good prize money there for the right horses.
And what's the second horse?
Second horse we've bought is Travancore. He's not actually available for sale till next week, but we identified him as, you know, a horse we definitely want to get our hands on. Half brother to Speeth, and, you know, at his best, he showed sort of a glimpse of his brother's turn of foot, really top draw acceleration. He's lost his way a bit over the last year, and the owner's had enough and put him up for sale. And yeah, we set a bit of a hefty budget for him and got him for much cheaper. So we were really happy with that.
And I guess one of the pleasing things is there's a lot of talk about the holistic requirement in racing these days, where you've got to look after the horse for not just for the fleeting career that it might have with you, but there's an ongoing requirement and an ongoing story. The Picnic Racing Circuit here keeps those horses in the system, and a lot of these horses that are being resurrected by what you're doing and what others are doing are keeping horses going for longer than perhaps they may ordinarily be going for.
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer that these horses, you know, a lot of owners think once they get to 4 and 5, these horses are done with and there's not much improvement in them, but I'm a big believer that you can see good horses with good trainers going on to 7, 8 and even 9 years old.
Absolutely. All right, now, so what's the name of the website?
It's www.snoweagle.com.au. Check us out there. We've got all the details about what we charge and what horses we've got and all that sort of thing and how we go about things. And come find me on Twitter at Snowbet and send me a message, and I'll hopefully get back to you with some more info about it.
All right, looking forward to seeing how it grows. Good on you, Nath.
Thanks, Matt.
Nathan Snow there. We don't normally plug these sort of operations, but I just think with the recycling of horses aspect, I think it's a really good venture.